Hey, everybody. Who's ready for another day of DOS Ratchet Boys? It's us, the Ratchet Boys. This is gonna be a quickie cast tonight because, oh goodness gracious. It's me, DOS Ratchet Boy, by the way. Just wanted to clear that out real quick. People, you know, I have a very similar voice to Gerald Klinkman Timbers, but Gerald, he'll do you all right. We got similar voices, but he's got the class and I got the swag. That's an inside joke if you've been listening to the podcast for a bit. Yeah, anyway, thanks for catching up with us. This is the April 1st edition of the podcast. And it's going to be a good week for us. We have an interview lined up with Yuji Naka, the creator of Sonic, and he's going to explain to us why. No, we don't have. We can't speak. We can't get a big Japanese guest like that, but it'd be funny. No, but seriously, we're going to be talking about the Ratchet and Clank PSP games. They're on the go, they're mobile, and they're really good, I think. I don't know. We just want to say real quick that, want to make a shout out to the Hogcast boys. They're always bringing it, and I think they're really funny, but sometimes they say more than rude things about us just because we're a lot more popular. And I don't know, shoot. They always think we're bad-mouthing them. We always help them. We plug them on the show. And I just want to be nice to him. And Russ has said a lot of mean... He's tweeted a lot of mean things at me. He called me Das Fat Boy once. And I was like, weight issues are important in the 21st century when we're going to get transhuman. That's a personal belief of mine. But, yeah. Anyway, I don't know. Oh shoot, I lost my place, I lost my sense of time and my sense of direction. Without Clink, I might call it a short one this week. This will just be a reminder to catch up on our next cast. We're going to be talking the PSP games, they're on the go, mobile, very fun. They're a lot like an iPhone game, because you can put them in your pocket. Or you can, oh shoot. They have an MP3 player, like your mom's iPod. I have a lot of fond memories of my mom's iPod. You lose an iPod, it goes through the wash, and you know, that was one of the many times I cried that year. I cry a lot that year specifically, though. But anyway, calling it short this week. Quick 5-minute cast. And once again, I really want to say, Hogcast, why don't you ever come on to our show? You know, we can bury the hatchet here, we can bury the hatchet on your show, we can bury it on any hatchet. Hatchets can be buried anywhere at any time. Just tell us a time and place. We really like you guys. We think you're funny. I think you're funny. Sometimes Klinko, you know, he can be real rude about you guys. Like, he's one time said he found Alan's laugh a little obnoxious. But, you know, he was just you guys josh, you guys give us a hard time, and, well, I don't know. Frankly, I'm getting flustered. Well, anyway, we're going to be putting out a later Thursday cast. We try to keep things thorough, keep it on the weekly schedule. We love Ratchet, we love the games, and we're looking forward to it. Be sure to put your $5 in for the PlayStation All-Stars tournament we're going to be hosting if you're in the Lubbock, Texas area. We're going to have a lot of fun. We've already rented out the Chuck E. Cheese's. We cleaned a lot of benches in that place already, so be sure to sit down this time. I know we were all a little grossed out by the stains and the oil, but this time, we're going to be having a lot of fun. They've got a nice TV now. Some of you keep the CRT playing PlayStation All-Stars, which I find frankly ridiculous because it was developed in the HD era, but I don't know. Frankly, us Ratchet Boys like to have fun with the fans anyway. All of our fans, that's including you, Rappy. Rappy, you're our number one fan. You smell great, and you're looking great too, bud. I also want to do a quick shout out to, what's his name? Trevor Noah. Congrats on the Tonight Show, buddy. You're going to be hosting a great program, just like our friends at Hogcast, which I repeat, we are on friendly terms with. We love those guys. So anyway, goodbye.